The launching of homemade rockets into Israel, allegedly by Hamas militants, has been given by the Western press as a valid reason for the massive bombing of Gaza. George Galloway says it's nonsense.
Why is there a siege? Because the Palestinian people, in the only free and democratic election ever held in any Arab country, elected the government in Palestine, which the people in power in Washington, London, in Tel Aviv didn't like.
George Galloway's outspoken advocacy for Palestinian rights and his willingness to recognize the elected Hamas government has angered many proponents of the war on terror. A few days ago, the Bush-friendly Canadian government barred him from entering the country where he was expected for speaking engagements. The Honorable MP is unimpressed.
The project of trying to choose who represents other people is ultimately bound to fail. And that's why, when we arrived in Gaza with hundreds of vehicles and hundreds of people, we gave the keys to the vehicles, the contents of the vehicles, and the money we collected to the democratically elected government of Palestine. And what else could a democratically elected politician do?
Israel has stated that it used precision weaponry and that the targets of his attacks were Hamas and other militants. But Mr. Galloway says otherwise. While in Gaza, he visited the site of a mosque previously used as a school for 400 orphans, and he says it had been destroyed by not one, but seven Israeli missiles.
Every bullet that kills a Palestinian child, every rocket that destroys an orphanage, every bomb that falls on Palestine is paid for by you as American taxpayers. And you wonder why a lot of people don't like you?
And as much as we are told that this is Israel's problem, continues George Galloway, it is becoming harder to ignore the role the US plays in the Middle East. He issues a dire warning.
If we don't solve this problem, it's going to explode in our own backyards, on our metros, on our buses. Because it's this question which is driving so many Muslims crazy with rage. And unless we solve it, it will get worse. So I say to President Obama, even if you didn't learn about the disaster which has been visited upon the Palestinian people, you're smart enough to know that it's in America's own interest to resolve this matter with justice.
As the prospect for peace negotiation with the new right-wing Israeli government, members of which openly support ethnic cleansing, grows dimmer as time goes by, the one-state solution is gaining popularity in the Palestinian rights movement.
When Mandela was asked by the Boers if they could have just one little area as a white state, Mandela answered, "We don't believe in black states or white states, just democratic states in which every person is the equal one of the other, whatever their color, whatever their creed." It would be Israel-Palestine then. But the price of that is that every single Palestinian driven from their home has the right to return to their land.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.